Hi, this is Antonio at the Gardening Corner here at PeoplePowerFarm.com in Northern Cal. You know, it's all about those trees, pruning those trees, getting them ready for, you know what, for that beautiful tasting good fruit when we get the right care. Coming up, our new podcast for 2019, all about fruit trees. All right, welcome to PeoplePowerFarm.com in Northern Cal, here at the Gardening Corner. Welcome to our podcast. It's all about pruning. I feel great about 2019. How about you? Yes, it's going to be a great, great, great spring, I think. The reason why I feel it, I just feel that. But it depends where you live, right? Well, let's get down to it. Planting a tree, you need to know your environment. Where are you? In California, East New York City, upstate, maybe you're in Canada, maybe you're in Southern LA, maybe you're Michigan. Just saying, you need to know where you are because the tree that you pick has to be good in that environment. And if we don't do that, the plant might not grow good. It might get sick. It might not make it. Or maybe you have to work too much. Who knows what might happen? So before you get the tree, go ahead and look it up online and see what tree is good for my place. Now, for pruning, we need to know why we're pruning. Are we thinning? Are we trying to get the leaves out of the way of the fruit so we can get some sun in there? Because fruit trees, they do need a lot of sun. Now, it depends what kind of fruit tree you have, but most of them like sun. It depends where you live. So we have to make sure that we get the right tree, and we have to make sure that we use the right soil. Now, I don't think it's good to use regular soil when you plant this tree. And this tree would be a bare root tree. Yes, a bare root tree. And those trees are very young. You get them, you know, later on before spring starts, and you prepare the soil. What we need to do is prepare the soil with organic soil, compost, like I've told you in my past podcast. So we need to get that. Get all those chips, wood chips, just mix it up really good and put that tree in there. And you want to make sure that the bud union is not tampered with. It's very delicate. We don't want to ruin that. So we need to know where we're going with this. So when we plant a bare root tree, we need to make sure that things are correct for our tree. Now, the most fragile part of the tree is the crown. It's the traditional section at just below the soil surface where the trunk joins the roots. Now, you know what that looks like. Well, we have to make sure we don't ruin the crown because then we have problems. So we need to make sure that we plant this in a proper way. Now, it depends where you're at. Now, if it's you're going to plant this in the cool spring weather, usually plant it in the winter. Some plants are planted in the winter, right? And then they get ready for the spring. You want to make sure that you have organic matter around your tree. It's very important to do that. Now let's go ahead and I'll read this to you. A temperate fruit and nut crops are usually purchased and planted as bare root trees. These trees benefit from mound or raised bed planting. Mound planting especially is helpful for improving growth and reducing root and crown rots for apple, walnut, figs, cherry, and apricot, almond, and peach rootstocks. Bare root trees should never be planted in a saturated or wet soil. Work the ground in the fall and cover it if necessary to keep it dry. Bare root trees can then be planted anytime. But because they do best when they develop new roots, and shoots during the cool spring weather, they are usually planted in the winter. Roots of bare root trees should never be allowed to dry out. Keep them in a moist organic matter, or dig a shallow trench or bury the roots temporarily before planting. Now, I just told you about that and about the fragile part of the tree, which is the crown. Now, you need to prepare your soil, and it depends on the square feet that you have. And you need to make sure you get that tree planted perfectly, because if you don't, you'll mess up the crown, and then we'll get problems with that. Now, if you have a bad tree, and you think you do, then you need to return that tree, because it's not going to work for you. Now, place the tree on top of the ground, and shovel some soil from the surrounding area around the roots, forming a mound. The ditch created can be used to water the tree. The next spring and summer, it will aid in water drainage. Head the tree. Now remember this, head the tree 20 to 24 inches. In maybe another place would be 51 to 61 centimeters. From the top of the mound, to encourage low branching and balance the session and root growth. See the section on pruning later. Now, I'm reading, and I thought I want to give you good information to be better. Now, cut back to 2 buds, any lateral branch below 24 inches, 51 centimeters from the ground. Paint the lower 2/3 of the tree trunk with a mixture of 1/2 water and 1/2 interior white latex paint to reduce sunburn and prevent attack by Pacific flathead borers. Leaving upper 6 to 8 inches unpainted increases bud break and reduces the chance of damaging the buds during painting. Now, I'm experiencing some things when I do this on my own. And I'm reading from a good book. This book I'm reading from is California Master Gardening Handbook. Now, I'm learning how to be a master gardener. It's part of what I do. And I wanted to explain that to you. I'm hoping you understood that. I'm hoping to be clear. I'm working on that every time. But it's been a long time since I've had a podcast. It's been a month. And I'm on YouTube. And I am ready to go on YouTube more and more, and I've been on this channel, what is the media channel, Antonio G. That's why I do media. And then I still have the peoplepowerfarm.com, and that's where I'm talking about pruning. And right now I have several films, but on that side of peoplepowerfarm.com, because I have 2 channels, like I said, and the media channel, Antonio G, and then I have People Power Farm channel on YouTube. So on the YouTube side, on peoplepowerfarm.com, I'm talking about preparing the soil, and I have a video of that. Now, I'm letting you know that I'm going to be doing a video on pruning. So what I've told you here, I'll be doing live. Well, not live. Well, it'll be live, and it'll be taped, and then you'll be able to listen to it. It's been really great getting on YouTube, and I want to really show you guys how much I want to show you. I mean, you know. And it's been really great just getting these thoughts together and brainstorming and learning how to film and learning how to podcast, as you know, and getting it right and just meeting you guys. Hopefully one day, if not, man, it's great for listening and enjoying my podcast. And I just don't forget, check me out on YouTube. You know, it's going to be good about the pruning. I think it will. And I'm going to go into hydroponics, and I'm going to go into soil and, strawberries and so on. And anything I'm growing, I'm going to be talking about. But it's going to be live on YouTube now. So you'll be able to see me live on YouTube. And, sometimes it'll be live, but most of the time it'll be taped, and then you'll get the video on YouTube. Also, Instagram, I got my photography there. I got some pictures of hydroponics there also. And you're also free to look at that. And my blog is running slow. I'm in school, so it's been tough. But I'm going to get it done, right? Motivation. Like I tell everyone, everybody needs to be motivated. It's sometimes you have to find a way. Just like in photography or pruning plants or whatever you like to do, practice it. Keep doing it. Stay motivated. But back to pruning. So, you know, the plant I have an apple tree, and I'm getting ready to prune it. And it's a bare root tree. I have to train it. And that's going to be another podcast about training your fruit tree. And that takes some skill. And I'm learning some skills myself. And that's what's going on. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast about pruning. If you didn't understand, you can always look online. Or you can play this podcast again and replay it until you understand it. But pruning is very interesting. You have to make sure you don't prune it too far, too close, and you don't ruin your tree. You have to take your time and read things. So I'll be on YouTube coming up soon. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, ring that bell. Love your comments. Subscribe on YouTube. And thank you again. Bye-bye. Here at the Gardening Corner in Northern Cal.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.